My guest at this time is Alabama freshman Congressman Mo Brooks, a Republican representing his state's 5th congressional district. His district is in the very northern part of the state of Alabama, and the entire state has now been declared a federal disaster area by President Obama, who visited some of the hardest hit areas of the state today. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Sorry it's under these circumstances.
Certainly all of us extending our condolences, our sympathies, and our prayers to the people of your district and the entire state and really the region, several states affected by these killer twisters. Sir, what's the extent of the damage in your district, the northern part of the state?
Well, there's really one of two scenarios. Either there's no damage or there's total devastation. I was in the air getting a good view of all the way from the Mississippi line to the Georgia line, bordering the state of Tennessee this afternoon, and you'd see just long swaths of destruction that would last miles and miles and miles up on Sand Mountain, which is in the area just southwest of Chattanooga, or other parts of the state. My home county of Madison County got hit, Lawrence County got hit, Franklin County got hit. Where the hurricanes were, there was nothing that survived.
Sir, how would you characterize the way the people are reacting at this point? Is it still just basically being stunned? Are you seeing resolve already? How would you describe their reactions?
Well, again, it depends on who you're interacting with. The families who have suffered the most, they're still in a stunned state. They're trying to pick up. Many people, for instance, who might have been in mobile homes, you'd have their concrete platform where the mobile home would be, but you couldn't see anything within sight that resembled any part of a mobile home. Just totally blown away. You'd go through neighborhoods of housing, and it didn't make any difference if it was lower cost housing or upper cost housing, just destruction. People are trying to pick up the pieces. You've got the families who have severe injuries or deaths. And they're not going to be able to rebuild as easily. They're in a state of mourning. They're trying to still grapple with the loss of a loved one or prayerfully hoping that a loved one who's in a hospital will be able to survive. So depending upon where you are, you get a lot of different reaction. Where I am and in most of the northern part of the state of Alabama in the Tennessee Valley, we've still probably got about 5,000 square miles of terrain that does not have electricity. And without electricity, it means that you don't have gasoline because there's nothing to pump the gasoline out of the underground storage tanks into cars. We do have some facilities that are starting to open up with generators. We're doing better now with our grocery stores. We're doing better now with our pharmacies. Our hospitals are up and running. So we're still working on basic services. Nonetheless, it's going to take days or weeks before we get back to where we were, and that's before we have to start rebuilding the areas that were torn up by the tornadoes.
Is there any official number on the number of deaths in your district at this point?
Not in my district. The latest number I have is 204 deaths in the state of Alabama, but that gets down to the communication issues. The only communication device I have is my cell phone, and it's not doing very well with the internet. The cell phone capacity just wasn't meant to deal with the number of calls, the number of text messages, the number of emails that people are surfing on the web. Without power, you don't have internet service. So it's the cell phones that everybody's trying to use. So you probably have better information than I have. To a large degree, lack of communication is one of the issues that we're dealing here with in the Tennessee Valley.
Congressman, you mentioned the different tremendous difficulties that your constituents and folks throughout the state and throughout the region are dealing with. What do you say to someone who's just either lost a loved one or lost just about everything they've owned? What can you say, if anything, that helps them feel comfort at this time?
Well, there's, quite frankly, nothing you can say to restore or to minimize the anguish associated with the loss of a loved one. You can express sympathy. Hopefully, as time goes by, and we've got a lot of volunteers who are helping out with neighborhoods that have been destroyed, you've got a lot of volunteers trying to help. Basically, it comes down to this, though. It's neighbor helping neighbor. The government's able to help some with the essentials. We're trying to get power back up. By way of example, if you're familiar with these huge structures that carry electricity long distances, the kind that are 100 feet or 150 feet up in the air. Every single one of those in the Tennessee Valley was damaged, every single line. Now, you know, there'd be spots that weren't damaged, but every single line, one place or another, had total destruction of those structures and the lines that carry the power. So it's going to be a good while before TVA is back to normal. We had to shut down our Browns Ferry nuclear power plant. All three units are incapacitated right now, not because there's anything wrong with the facility, but because they can generate the electricity, but there's no place for the electricity to go because there aren't power lines to carry it. That we've also experienced that problem with some of our hydroelectric and also our coal-fired plants up and down the Tennessee River. But things are getting better. I think we've turned a corner. It's going to still be some discomfort for the next few days as we continue without power, as we continue without access to gasoline. But overall, slowly but surely, the infrastructure is being replaced, and I think you'll see a noticeable difference in the Tennessee Valley over the next 4, 5, 6 days.
You mentioned the federal government can help to some extent. What's the most important thing Washington can do?
Well, ultimately, with respect to Washington, it's going to be making sure that we have proper declarations of disaster zones, that we are eligible for the kinds of benefits that the federal government affords individual families who have had their homes just totally destroyed, that the people who need that kind of help, that they have access to it so that they can start rebuilding. Right now, we have some communication issues with the federal government concerning the declarations. For example, there are four counties, Limestone County, Madison County, Jackson County, Morgan County, all of whom suffered significantly from this tornadic destruction, but which, for whatever reason, we haven't been properly declared the type of disaster area that entitles you to receive direct help from the federal government. I'm talking about individuals. We're getting government-to-government help, but we're not getting federal government to individual help, and so that inhibits our ability to help with things like, say, Red Cross services. But we're working our way through those, and I'm cautiously optimistic that that challenge will be surmounted either sometime today or on Monday. But long term, we're going to need the disaster assistance that has helped so many people over the years in so many other parts of the country.
Congressman, you've done an excellent job of describing the challenges to come and just the enormity of the challenges to come as folks dig out from such incredible destruction, really an historic scale. Sir, we thank you for your time today, and we look forward to checking back in with you as your communities rebuild.
Well, thank you, and for the people of America out there, we very much appreciate the prayers that you're giving on our behalf. They're being felt.
Thank you, sir. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, Republican from Alabama's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Columbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.